Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It was a crazy day in the stock market today. The NASDAQ at one point was down 2%, and then it actually ended the day positive,
up 6.
So it was a very violent swing, dropped heavy, then came back up. So what do we make it? What happened today?
You want to start?
Yeah. Everyone needs to stop panicking. If you were at InvestFest, I gave you the target. Even 2 weeks ago, I gave you the target, what to use. So when the market is dropping, that is the time. If you've been practicing and you've knocked out your 300 practice trades by now, you should be able to hit 500, 600 points on NASDAQ and, you know, bring in a couple coins. Trading has considerable risk. Please consult your advisor. Please do not trade the futures market or any other markets if you're not liquid or solvent. But when these kind of moves happen violently to the downside, you have to be prepared. I mean, of course, we're talking a lot more detail today, but I always say there's no such thing as a bad market, only bad entries into it. And if you're panicking, it's probably because you bought at the top of the market.
Yeah, I said that I had a few calls this week because the last time we were on January 3rd, the NASDAQ itself specifically was at 15,829 points. Mm-hmm. And at the low today, it was at 14,000. So we're talking about 14,555 to be exact. So we're talking about a 1,200 point swing. And so I told people, look, man, your seatbelt is on. We've seen this before, especially since we've been doing Market Mondays. We've seen this happen in September 2020. We saw it happen in October 2020. We saw it happen in November 2020. We saw it happen in February 21. We saw it happen in March 21. And so we know, and we should be prepared for these type of swings. The issue is that people are saying, all right, should I buy now? Should I buy now? And I'm glad that we talked about this on the lunchtime call. We were like, look, find companies that are profitable. A lot of these companies that haven't made profit have had the harshest swings or drawdowns. Mm-hmm. And so finding that information, and I'm shout out to my dog Lawrence again for teaching that, showing the community that you can find good companies at prices that are good to get in, right? Mm-hmm. And that's really the key. I hope everybody's paying attention to that. Look for companies that are profitable. We already know the mega cap companies that are profitable, and we've been talking about those for a long time. But Find some strong companies, right? Everybody's asking, what about Square? Is it a profitable company? Look at it. Look at the balance sheet.
Everybody overcomplicates investing too much.
Yeah.
And it really comes down to, like we talked about, patience. If you wait for the price in which is best to buy, you won't have these. And I'm going to be honest, this is not even a hard pullback. So if you're panicking right now, wait till April comes if they stop quantitative easing. Like, you have not gotten the right spot. And that's why I'm so big on being big on prices. Please write this in chat. The price of where you buy your investment matters more than anything. This is not last year. It's not last year. Quantitative easing is not there. Money is not just sloshing around and you can buy at any price. For everybody last year who was like, yo, crypto is delevered from the actual stock market. Vanguard owns a bunch of that too. I can't wait till that comes out. All markets are tied together. Now we're just going to see a little bit of a change. And you saw it in Kathy's portfolio. And I'll ask Josh about that tonight, but I told you they were going to come for her. So Teladoc, the ones that we stated were no good, they're falling even further. Now we're going to go back to the companies that can print the most money, have good revenue, good top line revenue, good bottom line revenue. Those are going to be the ones that do incredibly well. And lastly, whenever you're picking an investment, you can't think about the upside of it. You have to think, what happens if this goes to hell in a handbasket? That's why I say two tech, two index, because the indexes have the banks and everything else and utilities and construction inside of them already. So if tech does take a dive, VOO and VTI will go up to the upside. So please be mindful.
Yeah. And like you said, this is not a correction, right? By definition, a correction is a 6 to 20% drawdown on a market. And so like the NASDAQ was down, I think at the high was like at 5%. So we're not there yet. It's a pullback, but that happens. And you almost kind of want it to happen, right? We know the trajectory of gravity, right? Anything that comes up must go down. We know that theoretically, but when we talk about stocks, we kind of forget that, right? We don't want it to continue to run. We need to have some correction. We need to have some pullback. We need to have some sell-offs. And so we can have that continued uptrend. Like you should.
This is the equivalent of you guys selling a beach house because it rained hard for 2 hours. Now, quiz time. When's the last time the NASDAQ had a negative year? For everyone who's been doing homework, take that in consideration. But once again, I do not want you guys to get tricked out of your spot worrying about short-term pullbacks. What you should is have your investing automated. Leave it alone. And it's not that I don't want you to be rational or strategic in your buying, but I'm just going to be honest. The biggest thing and biggest mistake I see most people see, you keep tweaking your portfolio so much that you end up giving away all your gains. You buy the high, you get rid of it. Then I'm going to buy at the bottom come, you don't want it. Then we go back up. You're buying in the middle, comes down 0.5%. I get out again. Now I'm going to go make an NFT. Man.
Next best option.
Ian hate the poop coin NFT. This the one. Okay, listen, I want y'all to make money. So just because I may not like an asset, and honestly, like I don't have any skin in the game. I don't sit on the board of any of these companies, so I don't care where they go, honestly. But if I know that you're not going to make money from it, I don't touch it. And I know if I'm buying it and heavily. Come on, be mindful of that. You only need to follow one consistent strategy, and that's to buy the top 4 or 5 companies.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And that's worked throughout time for the last 200-300 years. Do not deviate. But you guys keep deviating because you think, because that crystal ball is glowing bright behind me, man, it got to be something else that he holding back in that pineapple juice. That's the real secret. The real secret is that I don't take the stocks out of my portfolio and I keep buying the same ones.
Can you talk about what quantitative easing is for anybody that might be new, that might not be familiar with what that is?
Yes, quantitative easing is the Federal Reserve pushing money into the market. So I made the analogy, I think last week, like when MLB and Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds was going crazy, hit 90 home runs a year, and it was looking like a video game. It is financial steroids. So, and there are some people now who want to make the argument that the Fed is actually destroying our financial ecosystem. And I want to ask Josh, what does he think about that when he comes on? But they're putting out so much money into the market and made last year easy. Now we get to see, okay, now there's no more Valco, there's no more steroids. Let's see how many home runs you can get in the real environment. Last year was simulation, and quantitative easing picked up, of course, after 2008. And it was really Alan Greenspan's idea to push this form of quantitative easing. But it's really just flooding the market with money. And that's why everything was going up. NFT, real estate. I mean, a G-Wagon that's 160, you'll sell for 325 now because so much money is flowing and people will pay over what the price of the value is.
No, I was going to say, and it's a shortage of everything too.
Mm-hmm.
They're using that supply and demand thing crazy. Like I had a couch. It took 10 months for me to get my couch. And they said, like, Corona, there's no cars. You can't get a car right now. Nope. I was watching CNBC, I think CNBC today was like, they brought up a good point. Like the housing market, there's not enough houses.
Yeah,
we haven't built enough houses.
Yeah.
That's another reason why the housing market is so crazy right now, because there's literally not enough houses like for people to actually live in. That's why a lot of people are still living in apartments and renting things of that nature. So everything, computer chips, there's not enough of anything on the market right now.
Yeah, that was the conversation I was having with Tip. He was just like, "Yo, I'm in Atlanta. There's just not enough houses." And so that led to a conversation of what you're talking about. Everybody's like, oh, there's a scarcity.
Hey, Emin Cheetah got to get back on new construction real quick.
He's working.
Shout out to
T.I. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, but even with that, you can control supply and demand. Like, even if I wanted to, I could be like, hey, I'm only going to accept 5 people in Stock Club for the next 3 years. What would the value of that be? They are manipulating the supply and demand to, of course, drive up those prices. And it won't be told for a long time about what the real cause of this financial calamity that we're going through right now is. But I will say people are getting all the cash that they can just in case disaster does strike. I don't think that it's accidental that the things that have been happening in the last 2 years have occurred. So This is the part you have to love. I tell you guys, my favorite book on investing, Money Master the Game. One of my favorite quotes out of there that he got from Jim Rohn: if you love the summer and the spring, you have to appreciate the winters. Winters are when you build your base. And so here's a trick, because it sounds good, right? But when you're down like 14% of the day, it doesn't feel good. Literally, you need to long-term invest in an account that is automated and which you don't open. Like, you just have to put your hand over your eyes and be like, dear Heavenly Father of Nazareth, please. I know I bought it the right wrong price, but I promise, Lord, if this go up one time, right? And then give it 30 days, 90 days, you'll be good. Put, I wish I kept this stock in chat. If you sold something in 2010, 2012, 2016, 2017, and you would have been up 300, 400%.
Yeah.
Remember, you are buying businesses. So when Xander tells people what I do, he does not say he runs Red Panda. Xander says he owns part of Apple.
Yeah.
You are buying a percentage in a business. Do not lose your spot.
Yeah. And I feel like it almost feels like you almost sometimes kind of go through something to really appreciate it, right? Like what you're saying, like if I could put my hand in chat, I would. Like I had Apple in 2007. I sold it, right? I'm just like, what? But I had to go through that. I had to experience that to watch this company.
Boy.
Completely take, like, we're talking about 200%. Now we're talking like thousands in the percentage. But it was like, you had to go through that to say, all right, that can't ever happen again. It won't ever happen again. Now I've learned from that.
Man, my guy was rich when he told me and could have lost his job. He told me to get in the city when the stock split at 210. City now adjusted for prices at $66.
Yeah.
And whoever I spent that little date money on with, boy, she sure ain't around. I don't even remember who I was dating in 2009. Oh, baby. That's why I tell you guys, like, when you go through those harsh, like, remember back in the day when you guys were watching on YouTube and like Jordan got beat up by the Pistons and that was the fuel that he needed to get to the next level? Those are your investor lessons. Like, yeah, you're going to miss out on something. And then that's what gave me my drive. I'm like, I'll never miss another crash again. So that's what I'm telling you guys. It's not that hard of a pullback right now. Like, we can see a hell of a lot worse. And I'll give a couple prices for you guys tonight so you can be okay. But just hold on. Hold on. If you would not sell any of those residential properties that you guys have in New York, hey, don't sell these companies, because if so, you'll be upset. Or I'll buy them off you. I'm happy to take them off your hands.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. a mic drop, bag drop.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.